This is Greg Olson, here to tell you about my new podcast, TE1. On the show, I had a chance to talk to my fellow tight ends who have revolutionized the position from an extra lineman to a dual threat superstar. And just like my guests have changed the game, this year, NFLSundayTicket.tv is revolutionizing your NFL viewing experience. Stream all the live out-of-market NFL games every Sunday on your favorite devices and never miss a moment from your favorite players. Visit NFLSundayTicket.tv and use the promo code GREG88 at checkout and get 15% off your subscription. That's NFLSundayTicket.tv and the promo code GREG88. Subscribe to TE1 and get NFLSundayTicket.tv, an unmatched dual threat.
What's up, Light Years listeners? Producer Ben Cruz here. This bonus episode on your Light Years feed is a quick snippet of the live post-draft lottery show Andy and Sam did with their guest, Marcus Thompson II of The Athletic, right after the Warriors landed the number 2 pick in the NBA draft. To listen to the full episode, subscribe to Light Years Premium.
All right, so what do we think? What do we think? I know everyone's tweeting now. I know everyone's on their phone.
We're excited. Number 2 pick.
Top two is good.
I think they're going to for sure take, and they're not taking Wiseman. I think they're for sure going to take Anthony Edwards,
yep.
Which means the Warriors can use that that LaMelo hype, or they could take Wiseman. I'll take it.
Yeah. All right. I'm good with top two.
This is not terrible.
Well, I think it's perfect because one team is going to fall in love with LaMelo or Wiseman, and not even a team in the lottery, right? I think a team that has like I can see Philadelphia falling in love with James Wiseman. Why not? Why wouldn't they? If they're trading Embiid, don't they want the next big guy? Like, I can see a team that falls in love with someone like that or LaMelo Ball. If you have a shot at the draft at the next point guard, if you're trading right?
They're probably not taking LaMelo with D'Lo, or they might. I mean, literally, they just ruined Anthony Edwards or LaMelo's career. Like, I can't see either of those guys working out well in Minnesota. And then they're not going to pick Wiseman because they got Karl Anthony Towns. So I don't know. I don't know what we're doing here. Enjoy that draft pick, Minnesota, because you're not getting one next year when you're again a 20-62 team.
Right. There's going to be – I mean, to me, there's really no way. Why is Jay Williams signed? There's really no way that Minnesota's going to win. Like, they're just not – and it's like the sweet spot, right? Because D'Lo and Karl Anthony Towns are good enough just to get them out of the top three. But
yeah, they better not win too much, though. You know?
No, don't worry, they won't.
All right. I'm sending out the link to the Twitter folks. All right, let's get this going. All right.
Yeah, the participants are slowly creeping. That's probably gonna explode now.
They're coming in? All right. Let's
have a limit.
No, there shouldn't be. From what I
don't believe so.
I'm trying to see some questions.
All right, let's talk for a few minutes, and then we'll start getting to the questions. Neil, you can start racking up. You can start logging the questions because if the chat gets too long, we'll lose them.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. So, Andy,
Sam,
do we consider this a success?
This is a massive success. I think, you know, obviously you want the first pick, but I think that obviously you want the second pick. But with this draft, it does really feel like there's only two players, right? To me, that only feels like there's only Anthony Edwards and James Wiseman. I think with most teams,
I think there's three.
You disagree with LaMelo. You think LaMelo's there. I don't.
No, I think those three have the highest upside. They may never reach it. I'm not a big LaMelo guy, just to be clear. let me put it this way. If LaMelo ended up on Toronto or the Spurs, I'd feel pretty good about how he'd develop. But I don't know about a lot of the teams picking in the top. He's got a lot of holes in his game. I don't see it. So, okay. So let's talk about it. Yeah. So I think it's safe that they take Edwards, or even if they take Wiseman, the Warriors could get Edwards. The point is the Warriors can get one of those two. And I think there's a trade down scenario right now. We're seeing, if they keep the pick, I think Wiseman is probably the guy they're going to take, just because I think there's no way in hell they're going to take LaMelo over Wiseman. Steve Kerr is not going to be a LaMelo guy. I don't even think Bob Myers is a LaMelo guy. Mm-hmm. And if you think the potential is similar for the two of them, they're not going to take LaMelo, but they might take the LaMelo draft stock and maybe make a trade with the Knicks.
That is like the most exciting part of this thing, is that they'll take the draft stock of James Wiseman, because you know somebody's going to fall in love with him. I already have.
Question. Or LaMelo Ball. Is anyone on the Knicks roster exciting? Mitchell Robinson? He's objectively a good center. Would they trade Mitchell Robinson to move up 6 picks?
I mean,
that's
I can see the Knicks doing anything.
He's like literally their only good player. I mean, I think RJ Barrett will be fine over time, but Mitchell Robinson actually does winning things right now.
Nah, you trade with the Knicks because you want their future first. That's why you trade them with the Knicks. Like that's what I would think of it as. Like, there's really no asset there that you would, like. I mean, if it's, I don't know, Mitchell Robinson doesn't really do anything for me, especially with the 8th pick in this draft. Who are you really getting at 8 that really matters? I don't know.
Yeah,
I think they more want to leverage that 2nd pick to someone to get a player. And I was saying earlier, it'd be someone like Joel Embiid or someone like that, right? Where Philly falls in love with James Wiseman and they say, hey, listen, that pick, that makes sense. We'll get off some money. You guys take Al Horford's contract, whatever it is, right? And we make it make sense and you get James Wiseman for the future, or somebody else that needs a point guard.
Okay. Mikas brings up the point. Is there another team you could imagine, other than the Knicks, is there another team you could imagine trading up for number 2? Like, is there someone else in the who you think will be way into LaMelo or Wiseman in this case, right? It'd be one of those two, right?
I probably
Tommy throws in Phoenix. I don't know, man. Phoenix feels they're close to the playoffs. I don't think they're going to want LaMelo Ball, and Wiseman doesn't make much sense with Ayton, right? So I actually think Phoenix is out on this one. Let's see. Detroit is interesting. That's a good point from Option Zero. I could see Detroit doing it because right now Detroit has nothing. They might view LaMelo as like the building block to be their first player of a new era. Andy, you there?
Sure. I'm with you. Sure.
Hey, check in. Would you do Detroit's pick, which is what, number 6 or 7?
It's 7.
Detroit's pick number 7 and Derrick Rose
for the number 2
pick.
All right, listen. Enough.
We're talking about moving up 5 spots. It's here's how this would work. Think of it this way. The Warriors move back 5 spots, they get Devin Vassell and Derrick Rose. Now you have a backup point guard who's the best. He's either a low-end starter or the best backup point guard in the league, right?
Okay, listen. Okay, go ahead. I'm going to let you finish
Devin Vassell is obviously a wing who profiles as what the Warriors want. Now you've just landed 2 useful players for next year out of the.
It's short term. It's short term and it's low upside. It's short term and low upside. Derrick Rose is short term. Devin Vassell is low upside. I think if the Warriors have the 3rd pick, I'm with you.
You'd rather just take your chances on Wiseman and go with it then?
In my opinion, I think that's what I do. I take Wiseman and just run with it. Or maybe LaMelo, if it's LaMelo.
Oh, my God. Dylan Black bringing up a good point. I do not want to hear Fitz announcing Rose. It's just not worth it. Can you imagine Fitz? We got an MVP backing up an MVP. No, I just – the sheer amount of trolling he would get about how they're the only team with 2 MVP point guards. No, I'm all in on this. I don't want Embiid. I want Derrick Rose. No, I'm just kidding.
Miles Turner for the pick. Yeah, I don't know about that. Miles Turner really reminds me of someone that just is going to look really cool for a little bit, but the more you watch him, the more you're just going to be like, Jesus, why is he always in the wrong spot defensively? Or why does he shoot so many threes or like stuff like that?
Miles Turner is one of those guys where like the 10% he doesn't do annoys you more than the 90% he does well. And I can't really explain it other than you just think he should be better than he is because he has those 30-point games where he looks like Chris Bosh. And you're like, dude, this guy's the perfect big. And then he follows it up with like 8 points and five rebounds. And it's super frustrating. Do you think the Warriors are happy with the number two pick? I feel like that's their best case. None of the pressure, but they're pretty much still the best asset because it's not like it's a draft with like Zion and then no one else.
Oh, yes. It's so high that they can't miss, like in a sense, right?
Right.
Like even no matter what, it's the number two pick, right? Like, do you really bust a number two pick? I mean, there are number two picks that Darko. Are busts, but nobody's killing you, right? No, who drafted Darko?
Detroit.
You had to pause for a minute, right? No, it's not a fix to Joe Dumars.
Right.
Like, number two chokes don't really.
I don't know. That one's remembered just because it goes LeBron. Goes LeBron.
I don't know, bro.
Darko.
You barely know who did it.
Wade Bosh. I mean, it's literally he was shunned from the banana boat. It's just the whole.
He was shunned from the banana boat. Derek Williams, right?
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Good. I always forget about him. It's
nobody remembers number two chokes, number two busts. I mean, they're like
Mike Dunleavy.
Good, but you just don't. He was number three.
I think you were comparing this draft to 2002. Didn't the Warriors have the number two pick?
What it feels like they had the number three pick because remember Jay Williams was number two.
Oh, that's right.
Out of Duke. Yeah,
he was awesome in college. One of the best college players.
We always deride the Minnesota Timberwolves for picking Johnny Flynn and Ricky Rubio. Like nobody who brings up Hashim Thabeet with number two. Like he's a forgotten man. You get a pass with number twos. I'm telling you, like this is. A proven NBA. You miss on the number one, you never hear the end of it. You miss on the number two, it's like, I mean, it's tough. Number twos, like everybody understands. Like, hey, we know number twos are rough. Number ones you miss on, yeah, you're done. So I feel like Bob Myers escaped, and he kind of needed it too, right? Because can you imagine if he didn't? Like, he's getting the heat from Jacob Evans still. At number, like, 28, people are like, you're – The Warriors draft is game terrible player. At 28. Like, people really riding on pick number 28. If you miss number one, that might change the whole Bob Myers experience. So, I do feel like the Warriors win. They don't have the pressure of picking a number one. Something will fall to them. And in the end, none of this will matter because everybody thinks this draft is weak. So, we'll forget about it eventually.
By the way, just watch Gary Trent hit another three who the Warriors drafted. Didn't draft, by the way. So...
Warriors did not draft Gary Trent.
They got a 16-game player,
though.
They got a. we're saying he played 16 games, Marcus, in NBA total. So good for him.
All right. Do you think the Warriors trade down?
I see that as tough. Yeah. I see it as tough just because
who's trading up? Yeah.
Who's clamoring? And they will not like. What. People do fall in love with players, right? It happens. Like
sure.
People fall in love. Portland fell in love with Damian Lillard after the first workout. But that, man, that's such a personal thing, right?
Right.
What you need is some owner to insert himself like he knows what's happening. And like, yo, this is the guy. I love this guy. This is the guy we're getting. Right?
We need LaMelo. He's going to sell tickets.
You need that owner to come in.
Right.
But the owner got to be won over, right? He's got to be impressed. And that's tough to do over, like, Zoom.
Right.
You know, you need to go to dinner with him, sit down, and the owner walks away like, hey, man, I got a hunch about this one. And everybody on the basketball ops staff is like, yeah, well, we have these concerns. He's like, but no, I had dinner with the dude. I know, trust me. Pick him. That's what the Warriors need to happen in order to trade down. You need somebody to fall in love. I don't know how you fall in love with a dude you can't see, you can't meet, you know? Like, remember who's the guy that came in with a suit? They were like, yep, this is our guy. Epe Udo showed up in a suit. This is our guy.
Also Harrison Barnes.
HB, the senator, right? He comes in like, man, I really like this guy.
Warriors had a streak of picking guys in suits. They're very, very impressive.
But, like, when Epe Udo got picked, they mentioned it. right? Like,
yeah.
When you start mentioning things that have nothing to do with your basketball ability at the draft, like, it's over. Like,
I mean, he's 29 years like, old, but whatever. Right?
When Adonald Foyle got drafted, they were talking about how good his grades were at Colgate. I was like, this is probably not a good sign. Like, in day one, you're already leaning on the scholastic exploits. So that's how they were with Epe Udo. It's like, oh, man, he showed up in a suit.
So we should be worried if they're talking about how James Wiseman's fluent in Chinese. Because he is.
He might go number one then. he might go.
Ethan's not on this pod. We don't need to go there.